We're up to Sif Chaf Beis, which begins another window, so to speak, of Hilchis Prozbul, which goes on for a few Sifim. And that's the rule that Ein Kaisim Prozbul El Al Karka. Okay, one of the things we do in practical terms, we do a Prozbul, is we do a Kinyan, we Makna Karka to the Laiva. Now people always ask me, who has to own it again? The Malva, the Laiva? So the Karka has to belong to the Laiva because there has to be a Shibud Karkois. In order for a person to work, there has to be a Shibud Karkois on the loan. And that's an interesting dim, because really if you borrow money from someone, everything you own is mishubit to pay up a chayv. It's only by lekuchis that there's a halacha. If you sell, if you have a talmud, you sell it, the malva can't go after the lekuchis because it's takonas halakuchis. Nobody's going to be able to buy anything. It's a takonas halakuchis. But karka is mishubit. So the halacha of Prozbul has in it a clause that the only time the Prozbul works is if it's a chayv that's on karka. That sounds like a very logical thing, not that Hillel needs my haskama. But then there have been so many exceptions or so many rules that nearly make it, almost make it irrelevant. Let's see the rules. Ein kaisim Prozbul el ala karka. You don't even need, you made $1 million loan, and you own karka, it says, even you own one cabbage that's stuck with the ground under it. So the whole $1 million shibud is on that mashuhu of karka. And it's hard to understand that. Why should a $1 worth of karka help for $1 million loan? I feel a karka kosha who sagi, what? Kinyanaga, if it works, I could understand the type of Kenyan. But here it has to do with the truth is, you're right. Let's see first sma mem aleph. Why only on karka? So the sma gives the biur. You see sma mem aleph, the fourth line on the page in the sma. Ein kaisim prozbul ala karka. Rashi mefarish hatam. Now listen to the reason. Mishum deloy tiknu prozbul kiim astam halva. They made a prozbul on a typical halva. V'stam halva einoy kiim l'mishi yesh lekarka. And stam halva is made only to people who have something to guarantee the loan, which is karka. V'samach alah b'gvias chayvay. So he has something to rely on when he collects the chayv. Now, according to Rashi, it's not that this chayv you could collect from the karka. It's just that a typical chayv is made to mishesh like karka, and therefore it's enough to create, it's enough to be included in the takonas haprozbul.
Karka can also be indebted.
What? I mean, if there's a lien on the karka. Okay, so we're going to see that that's still good. You see, if the reason for karka is the way I think most people think, that there has to be karka so it's easier to collect. If that's the case, so you're right, there's a lien on it. And if it's a dollar's worth of karka, why is it up for $1 million? But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that it's sort of the formula of Hillel's takana was on typical loans. And typical loans were only on to people who have karka to back it up. So even though in this particular case, the karka won't back it up, but we're going to have a fairish of cases in the next Yusifim where the karka is almost useless as a guarantee.
Is this based on
Eretz and Tassus? No, this is all Hillel's Takana. Hillel's Takana. You might mean the idea of Shibud? Karkais. The underlying idea is based on Takana Salakuchas. If you borrow money from someone, you're meshubit to pay. We say in the ksuba, afilu maglima dal kaspe, even from the shirt on your back. That's not 100% true. Because if someone owes you money, he doesn't have to give you the shirt off his back. There's a din of misadrin l'val chayv. Even when you collect from a Baal Chayiv, we allow him to have a certain number of days worth of food and clothing and the tools he needs for his job. So the language, the ksuba, is a little bit of a pella. We write in the ksuba that whatever you owe your wife is mishubat afilu maglim yadan kasper, even the shirt off your back. So there are those who explain, there's a tshuvas harivash that goes through our ksuba. He says, fakert. Normally you're not mishubat your shirt off your back, but your wife? The ksuba that you're voluntarily taking upon yourself, I feel a gleam of dark aspect, that you're totally bishubita. But putting that aside for a minute, the idea of shibudim, when I borrow money, everything I own is mishubit. If I didn't sell it, he can come and collect whatever he wants. He can take cash, he can take jewels, whatever he can find, he can collect from. When I sell it, his shibud is before the sale. So it's a takonas alakuchas. The takonas alakuchas is to protect commerce. In order that people should be able to buy things without the fear that they're going to lose it to a Baal Chayiv, every ani is not going to be able to have a business. He's going to sell as a grocery. He's going to sell milk, and they're going to go after the milk. So Chazal made a takona that to protect the kuchais, to protect the ability to sell. And in that, they made an exception of karka. Because karka yesh loy koil. Karka, when there's a shtar chayv at least, there's a koil. When a person buys karka, he does a title search. He looks around for liens. And since chayshesh shtar is a koil, so therefore, they left out the karka.
Now, you should know where the karka is.
There's somebody buying karka. It's not like metaltalum. When you buy metaltalum, you take it, you go home with it, and you feel safe. Regular purchaser of karka knows you can't take the karka with you. The karka is where it is. So that's why nobody buys karka without some type of title search or.
No, so how's it work here? The rodgers know where it is.
So that's the way shibudim work. Here, according to Rashi Shita, this has zero to do with being able to collect from the karka. The reason a person needs karka is not so you should be able to collect. Because we're going to have cases of karka where we can't collect. We're going to have next Yusifim. Koi Tarashi, it's just that since a typical loan is al karka, so it's like everything else in the Torah, where the rules were made for kederach hanase, kederach achila, everything kederach, and the normal derech. And therefore, Rashi Shita, that the Sma is bringing, is that it's only mishubid to that karka. Now, what you're saying is the Yesh Mefarshim in the Sma, which I think what most people assume. The Yesh Mefarshim atam, the Yesh Mefarshim says, mishub de kishyesh la karka, mechshiv tvei kagavoy, v'aymit, if he bez. See, the other Rishayim say, this is what most people say, if this karka is kagavi v'aymit, at least maybe I have a hard time, but Bezdin could go after karka more easily. So it's kagavi v'aymit b'fdei Bezdin. L'shnei atamim v'karka koshul sagi m'shem di'ika marvasa d'svira lei einei nola karkois klal. Tell him. You have to halka. We have here Rashi's reason, which is the easier reason, which is that it's just the formula of Prusbel, because it has to be karka. And we have the Yesh Mefarshim, which is the popular reason. There's karka because it's kagavim. So it's very hard to understand. Lei Rashi, karka kolshu is good. It's a normal loan. Lei Yesh Mefarshim, because you could collect. So what's the idea if he has $1 worth of karka on $1 million? So listen to what he says. Mishum di'ika marvasa disfira lei einay no le karkois klau. What's einay no le karkois? So normally there's aino. If you sell something for a sixth more, 20% or 21% more than its market value, people think aino means you're not allowed to make a profit of 20%. That's not true. It's totally not true. Someone makes a painting, he spends a few dollars on the ink and a few dollars on the paint and a few dollars on the canvas, and he can sell for $1 million. He can make $1 million profit. There's no isser to make as much profit as you want. Aino is an isser to charge someone more than the market value. You're misleading somebody. You're selling it for a price that's more than the market value. So the Gemara says, "Ein oino lekarkois." By karka, there's no oino. Why? Why? You need it. Karka is karka. You need it. What? Even a market value, the value depends on the person. To a person who has the neighboring piece of land or the land across the street, it may be worth it to him. I remember there was a Frankel's bakery on 18th Avenue between 46th and 47th Street. Mr. Frankel was a good friend of my father's. And there was a Huffman's bakery near McDonald. And it was for sale. And he was scared stiff that someone's going to buy it, open another Jewish bakery 2 blocks away. So he had this fellow, he had a relative, a Gerachos, that just got here from Eretz Yisrael, had no parnos, so he was supporting him anyway. So he bought the bakery and told him, go open a pizza store. His name was Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn is still around, and Frankel is long gone. Frankel Bakery lasted another 5 years, and Mendelssohn today is, that's how Mendelssohn's pizza store opened up. So Karka, if you have a bakery 2 blocks away, it's just worth more to you than to anybody else. So, Eino Eino Ala Karkois. Now, we passed in like the Ramban, that Eino Eino Ala Karkois is capped at 50%. Eino Eino Ala Karkois is capped at 50% over estimated market value. That's why he says, Yesh Meravosa de Svirulay. So there are some that hold Eino Ala Karkois Kalal. So this is the explanation why, even if he has a dollar's worth of karka, the $1 million, you understand the lumpness of this? The dollar's worth of karka is mishubit to $1 million, because any other karka is, you can mishabit a dollar to $1 million.
If
for $1 million, he's not going to take $1 million. He's not going to want to do that.
But he can.
He can, okay. He gives a second reason.
He usually collects the first dollar.
Oh, that's his next tariff. Uli'inach, haynu tami, the karka roi ligvais, v'la'az of a ligvais, yimenu at yishun l'kolachayv. That karka, you come on, ain't a dollar, but you have to get him to buy it back. And then but ain't another dollar. Theoretically, it's possible. By impression. Now, none of this is so satisfying. Rashi Shita, at least, is explainable. The language that's used in the Paiskim is Mekulei Prusbul Shanu Kan. That since Hillel wanted the Prusbul, again, the Prusbul was to avoid an Issa Deraisa of people not lending. So Mekulei Prusbul Shanu Kan. Now, why he didn't just say you don't need any karka, I don't understand. He said you need karka. And then he said a bunch of exceptions. We're going to go through them. We're going to say, even if you're just renting, it's also good. Because the renter also has rights in the karka, and that's also good, which is just about everybody. Let's finish Sifchav Beis. Ein kaisim prusbul, el ala karka. Vafilo karka koshu sagi. Vafilo ein loy el ala tisnokuv. You hear this? You have a flower pot with a hole in the bottom, munach agabi yisei disba'avir. Now, if it's on the ground, you have a right to the ground. So you have no right to the ground. But it's on pegs in the avir. Even where those sticks touch the ground, doesn't belong to you. Sagi. Afilu ain loy v'klal. V'yesh l'chayiv loy. Oy la'oriv. Oy l'misha chayiv loy. Even if somebody owns the loiva money and he has karka. Yes. Or someone is an ariv and has karka. Or someone owns the ariv and he has karka. Kaisvin, afilu ein lezeh v'loi lezeh. And even if nobody has, v'yesh l'malva, oiz yimish yechayiv loi, and I'm the malva, I lent him money, I have, or even if just somebody has karka mishubit to me, mizakeyu afilu al yedei acher, v'afilu shaloi b'fanav. Now, here this is an important thing to understand, because here we're going to talk about a kula. Most of these things are kulei prusbul. It's very hard to learn to call it a kula. But here, there's a rule here in Zachon Adam Shalai Befanav. What do we do? When we do a prusbul, so our meaning is we're not mefarate all the laivas. Rabbi Shmuel Masalant in Yerushalayim in the 1800s was makbid to write out the names of the laiva. Shalayim at the end of the 1800s, I don't know how much money was lent in the whole community. I mean, it was a very poor community, but he was Makbid. We're not Makbid to spell out the names. We write a prosbul, a kol chayv sheyeshli. Now, I'm worried my lover doesn't have karka. So we do a kinyan. When mezake karka ayidei acher. In other words, what? One second, good. I have somebody I lent money to, and he has zero karka. So I'm not going to be able to collect from him. So I tell the bezin, look, I own a house on East 19th Street. I'm going to be makdeh to him, I guess a pruta's worth of my karka. Let's do a kinyan. You give me a sudr, and I'll be makdeh to the loiv. I don't even remember the loiv's name. Whoever is my loiv, you'll be kinder for him. Zachin l'adam shalei b'fanav. He says, Zachin l'adam shalei b'fanav, he's kinder the karka. What? What's a chayv? I have such a nice house. He owns it. So that's the question. The question here is, what kind of schus is this? It's a schus. The kinyan itself is a schus, but it has something attached to it. It comes. He owes me $1,000, and I'm going to give him a penny's worth of my karka on East 19th Street, and now he loses his $1 million. He's better off not getting it. I lent it to him a year ago. Right now, I'm being mizaked. I lent him a year ago. If I catch him beforehand, you're right. Look, I won't lend you the money unless you're zaycha a penny of my karka. That's true. But now look what the Ramah says. The Ramah says at the end, miyu im haloiva lifaneinu v'tzavach. If the loiva is screaming, eidi writes the list guys b'karka shel acherim. You can't do it against his will. That you can't do. But otherwise, stama, you could do it. Now, there are a few such cases where you give someone something, and based on that, he really ends up not getting it. So okay, it's an example. No, you see, the question is this. What Chaim is saying is that this be'etzem is a schus to him. I'm giving him something. But the circumstances make it's not a schus. The Ran in Gittin is done this shayla. What's the pshat in this? The Ran has two ways to understand. One way to understand is, if this itself is a schus, don't start looking at all the circumstances. If this is a schus, it's a schus. And Shammai Yisrael, and then the chayv, that's a result, is a result. Or, the Ran says, maybe this is also, mekulei prosbul shanukan. Maybe this is like other things in prosbul, that we can't learn to other cases. So, Tzeis HaChayshan and his brother had an argument about the following case. This case is actually, the Ktzais didn't come up with it. It's a Gemara in Cheskes Habatim, I think on Mem Beis, maybe it's Mem Aleph. The Gemara has a case where you have a city, an old-fashioned city, where there's one main shul in the whole city, and that's it. And someone stole a Sefer Torah. A guy that stole a Sefer Torah from the shul. And Edom saw. So the Edom want to come to Bezin to say Edus. So the Gemara says, they can't say Edus, they're Gabadova, they're Shutfin. They're about a Shtot city. It doesn't belong to, it's not a shul that belongs to the whatever, the Rav or the Rebbe. It belongs to the Shtot, they're Shutfin. So the Gemara says, they can't say Edus, how are they going to say Edus? So the Gemara says that they're Mesalik themselves from the Sefer Torah. The Gemara says, how are you Mesalik without a Kenyan? The Gemara says, they did it with a Kenyan. They do it with a Kenyan. Now, the Gemara goes on to talk about the fact that even if they're mezakit, they're going to end up laning from the Sefer Torah. But the Gemara says that they're mezakit with a kinyan, it works. So the Tzais and his brother got into an argument. They said, how does that work? How can, if my Sefer Torah was stolen, how can I be maknet to you? The rule is that if I have owned something and the God have stole it, he can't be magdashit. No, I can't be magdashit. I, because it's Eder Bishusi, and him, it's not Shalai. Right? You need to be Shalai or Bishusi. It has to be yours and under your control. Once it's stolen, who am I going to be makdin? Now remember, these witnesses, they can't say testimony because they own the Sefer Torah. They have a shutfis. They have to get rid of their shutfis. How are they makdin? So the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara just says they're makdin. So the Tzai said, no problem. Be makdin to the ganav. Why can't you be makdin? Because it's not b'shusi. But it's b'shus the ganav. So all the ganav is missing. It's not shalai. So I'll be makdin the Sefer Torah to the ganav. Zach Allah Shem Fadah. He'll be kind of my chelik. I mean, you have 1,000 people in town. He's getting 1,000th of the Sefer Torah. So the ganav is going to get my chelik in the Sefer Torah.
The problem with the Ramadah?
So the Tzai's brother told him, what are you talking about? This is a chayv for the ganav. The ganav, you're makta to mechelik in the Sefer Torah, and now you can say, hey, this, that he's a ganav.
He can sell it and only pay back the money.
He got the whole Sefer Torah. He's on a flight. He's flying off to Switzerland with the Sefer Torah. You know, he got the whole thing. Now, Eidim might have come to Bezin that he stole it. So he... What?
Well, it's the makdin, it's the makdin. It's the makdin, it's
the tzais l'shita, being mafkir doesn't do anything. Tzais l'shita is when you're mafkir, it still belongs to you until someone else has kind it. So I don't know if everyone agrees with the tzais, but at least l'shita.
It's just because
he's kind. So vayta, you're going to have to say that the ganav is kind. But the ganav being kind is a chayv to him. Is that a schus? Because the ganav is kind, now you can say this against the ganav.
But we look towards the whole world, what this is worth, and we look specifically against this person who did whatever he did.
So that's the same question here by the principle. Do we look at the whole world that has value and mark that piece of my land to the loiva? Or do I look at the circumstances under these circumstances, not a schus for him? That's the issue. That's the Ran Safik. The Ran is a Safik. If the Tzais just comes up with an imagination, comes up with a case where this whole thing can come up. The Tzais is in Simon Lamed Zayin, Sif Yud, where he goes through this argument together with his brother, and so it's a Safik Chloli. I don't have an answer for you. And what comes out is that to start him in the Ran and get the Sugya of Prisbal. He's a Mesupik. If suddenly Be'etzem is Chos, whether a person could be Makna, could be Makna in such a case.
What's the
Ktsais is saying that you could be Makna to the Ganiv because it's Chos Be'etzem, even though circumstances make it a Chayiv. He says, just like Prisbal. You can be a mizaka to others, even though circumstances make it a chayv. That's what Tzai says. His brother, he quotes his brother, is not nicha with that. The brother said, it's a chayv. How do you do it? I mean, you have to answer the Gemara. The Gemara, the language of the Gemara is, why does it help to be a mizalak yourself? You need a kinyan. So Gemara says that he made a kinyan. So the question is, how that kinyan could possibly work? And that's the issue.
So if they cannot recover the
the ganav is going to be kaida. That's what's going to happen. So he's going to be kaida even after everything is returned. He's still going to own 1,000 people in town. The two Eidim and Mak, he's going to own 1/500 of the Sefer Torah. You know what it's like? There's when you want to catch a ganav. And you want to bait him. Let's say you know, and it happens sometimes in yeshiva or in camp. There's a ganav in the bunk, and you're not sure who it is. So you want to set him up. You want to set him up. You put out something, and you hide in the closet, and you catch the guy. So the problem is, it's lifnei iver. It's lifnei iver, right? Because he's going to be avik neiver. So they say what you should do is be maknit to the ganav. Without telling him, be makdeh to the ganav, and then it's not kaneva, or be mafker it, then it's not kaneva. And then when he comes, he doesn't know it, so you'll catch him. You'll be able to catch who's the ganav. And he's not over Salish David. The only thing is, at the end, you're going to have to let him keep the thing that you're putting out. That's the... Tesis of Kedushin. Tesis of Kedushin, yeah.
That would really be... Wouldn't it be
Zochen
Me'adam and not
Zochen
Le'adam?
No,
Le'adam. If
you're
mocking to it, it's really...
No, Zochen Le'adam. I'm giving him something. The circumstances make it a chayv. It's Zochen Le'adam. Now, the truth is that it's true, Tysus and Kedushin, but Tysus is a kasha. It's a Gemara Kedushin that's, I don't remember who, I never remember names. Somebody wanted to test his son's kibarav, right? So he got him angry to see if he'll rip, he'll be kairi shirayim of some sort, if he'll do something by kibarav, if he gets him angry. So Tysus is Lefteiver. The Gemara says, "Ayis lefteiver." If he's ayis, the Gemara says that you were meichelim from before. So Tysus asks, "Meichelim from before?" But he doesn't know it. If you're meichelim, he doesn't know it. There's still lefteiver on the rotzel asisaver, the skaven asisaver. Okay. So anyway, getting back to our case, we have here. It's a fascinating nida.
Have the chov is more than zchus. If I'm asking you, my Larry ticket. $1 million
got to pay $500,000
in taxes. But you
give me the $1 million, I'll pay $500,000 taxes.
Does it make a difference if there's
I think when the two things are tied together, if the schus is more than the chayv, oh, you know what? It's a taisus. Taisus suvis yir aleph. By zochel adam shalai befanav, a schus that has a tzad chayv. So taisus there talks about whether zechiyah works where it's worth it on balance. In other words, they have schlesim, they have chayvis, and it's where Tosfos talks about ger katan. When you're megayer ger katan, we say since his parents were megayer, it's a schus. So Tosfos there talks about the fact it's not a typical schus. A typical schus is an absolute schus. You give somebody something, it's worth money. Here, it's worth it on balance. They're chayvis. If a person is a rasha, he's better off being a ben nayach. So Tyson here talks about the idea that that you need Bezda to do it because of the fact Schir Matam Shlichus and if it works on balance. And okay, so there's a there's a Ktsais in Hilchus Shlichus who argues with Tyson's Kedarka about how these things work. But okay, but anyway, we're getting off topic. The main topic we have here is this issue, which is a fascinating issue. You mezaka something to someone, and there's a tzad chayv in that schus, and im kol zeh you could be mezaka. You know, Yehuda has a shaila about marrying off a katan. It's a funny thing, marrying off a katana. A man who has a daughter, that's a katana. So that the Gemara talks about when the father's not there, that others could do it. But about a katan, there's kamat nothing in Shas. I say kamat, because there are one or two Gemaras that mention it in passing. But kamat nothing in Shas. There's a shita of, brought in the Rishayim. It's a funny thing, it's a shita it's called the Chachmei Barzilai. I don't know how Barzilai made his name into the Rishayim, but there's a shita that you could marry off a katan. Now, when did this come up? This came up in the time of the Nag Behuda, when in Russia they made the gezeira of the Pale of Settlement, where they didn't want Jews living in Holy Mother Russia, and they passed a law that within Russia itself, there could be no additional Jewish. The population had to stay stable, so that if a Jewish family had five sons, only one son could stay living there, and the other four had to move away. Now the gezeira was made with a certain deadline when it was going to start. So beforehand, people went quickly to marry off their children, so that in the head count there'll be more couples. So they went quickly, imagine, to marry off their children as quickly as possible. So maybe there's a tshuva, whether it's a schus for a katan to marry him off. And his parents choose somebody. Apparently they couldn't get away with just doing it on paper. They had to somehow go through it. So it's almost an amusing tshuva. Maybe this is, let's see. is marriage is schus or a chayv. So he, the Rabbi Yehuda, says there are only three chayvos in marriage. He's talking about kedushin without nisuin. If the nisuin, you're obligated in mezainis, you're obligated in a lot of things. He's not just doing kedushin. So what's the downside of kedushin? So you can say, I can only think of three downsides. One is you can't marry someone else.
Who can?
Number two, the man. The man is a cheir ben gershon. You can't. The cheir ben gershon. Number two, you can't marry her sisters or her mother. You can't marry her relatives. And I forget the number three. So he says that the Chachmei Barzilai were talking about marrying her off. Oh, he said the three downsides of marriage are mezainis. You can't take a second wife, and you can't marry the relatives. So he says if you do only kedushin, there's no chiyah mezainis. He says chayim Rabbeinu Gershom is only on nisuin, not on kedushin. The language of Rabbeinu Gershom is nisuin of another wife. So kedushin is mutter. The only problem is relatives. So he says you have to find a girl who has no sisters and no living mother or. Maybe Shneishas Ishmael, I don't know. No mother, and she has no relatives. He says, then there's no downside to marriage. If you take care of these three things, there's no downside. So what he's saying is that it has to be an absolute schus in order to do zachin. Now, what? Again, I'm getting sidetracked. The point is that zchus zachin la'adam, really, according to Tosfos, that zchia b'tam shlichus, zachin la'adam can even be on balance. Zchia is you assume an umdereid make a shliach. The Ktzais in Siman Kufei Sif Aleph, the Ktzais disagrees, and the Ktzais holds zchia is not b'tam shlichus, zchia b'tam, remember from yeshiva, zchia b'tam yad. He says, Nirali Karishainim Shashiya Mitam Yad, which means Zakhiya is only to get stuff. You can't do Zakhiya, something that unbalanced is Kedai. There's no such thing. How do you explain your cotton? So the Ktzais explains. But he holds Zakhiya is Mitam Yad, and Zakhid is only when you get things, and Shlichus is to do even for a Chayv. So here, by the Prusbul, where you mezakit to someone, and there's a Tzad Chayv, the Ktzais doesn't talk about Prozbul. Ktzais is going to have to explain that in the Kinyan it's a pure schus, even though the circumstances are a chayim. It's a little difficult because really all the cases are that way. If you say marriage is a tzad chayim because you can't marry someone else, it's also the Kinyan is a schus and inside there's a tzad chayim inside sheni. So it's a little of a challenge to understand. We nemar, not like the Ktzais, that Tzchiyah is Matam Shlichus, which means even if it's a Tzad Chayiv, Zachin works. And that's why we have this parsha here.
So there can't be any Tzad Chayiv in it? I mean, how many things in the world are pure Schus?
According to the Ktzais, it has to be pure Schus. How many things are pure Schus? It's interesting. If you're Mzakhtam with Karka, he's got to pay taxes on the Karka too. Okay, but. Okay, so we have to understand the Ktzais and make it more. The Ktzais is based on the sugya of Yishlei Midas. It says, we pass the Yishlei Midas, lay have a Yish, which means you have to have Das. You can't assume he would want. So he says, you can't, Zechiah can't be Metam Shlichus. Because how do you know he would want? If it has a Tzad Chayv and a Tzad Schus, who says he would want? It's a Rum dinner he would want, but it can't work. Zachim Adam is only Yad, it's only that you can get things for him. That's the Shitas HaKtzais. But the Ktzais is Das Yachid in these things.
It's not based on balance. It's based on each part. It means there's a schus and there's a chov. And if there's any kind of a chov, it offsets completely the schus. It's not a question that he's borrowing $1 million and there was a dollar, which is better for all his money. It's
any inherent chayv, any inherent chayv,
even
it's overwhelming, according to Ktzais, it doesn't work. And okay, here it seems to be by Asaraya. Here the chayv is even more than discuss in the sense. You know, I should have to defend that. I can't knock the whole thing. You have to remember that here, even without the Prusbul, we already learned, he's really supposed to pay. He's supposed to say afal pi kein. It's not totally that way. In Erech Yid, even Shemitah's Meshamet, you're supposed to say afal pi kein. So it's not entirely that in change for the schus you end up with a chayiv. It is a chayiv, but it's not entirely that way. And even the Ksaisis case by the Ganiv, you know, he's saying it's a chayiv for the Ganiv, he's going to get caught. You know, Klapishvaya Gali is better off getting caught, he's a Ganiv. So, but despite everything, this is the sugya. The sugya of being mezaka to somebody with creates a tzad chayiv. So this is, I guess, one of the sugyas where it comes up. So you have to have karka. Now let's learn the next sifim, which give criteria for karka, and then we'll see. Let's have one or two sifim, or three. Chaf gimel. Hishilai makam letaner. You hear this? You don't have to own karka. Even if you borrowed karka to put your oven, a kirayim, or your stove, kaisim lo prosbo. V'hu adin im ischirai lai. And the same thing if you're a tenant, you're renting. So who doesn't have something? Pischichu v'dalit. Who doesn't own it? So who doesn't? Either you own a house, you rent it. You rent an apartment, you rent something. It's only homeless people. The whole thing is only for homeless people. So the Pischichu talks about it. Pischichu v'dalit. Ayin shosav seif esimin nun. Shiksha hashayol. Ken hecha mishkachas. Mishen ray la prosbol. Hecha someone's not ray la prosbol. Except for the homeless people that are sleeping out in the street. Who is it? So why don't we say in Afinami it's for those people? I don't know. What? Make it conscious of that, right? V'heishiv the mishkachas b'soymech al shulchan acher v'yachol esalkoi kol shah. Somebody is living by someone else and that person didn't obligate himself. He says, you can live by me. Is that so common? He's living, he's a squatter. He doesn't have to pay rent. So what about a yeshiva bacher? As they talk about, every yeshiva bacher, he doesn't own karka. All the prosbols are of a bachrim or girls who are living in their parents' house. The parents have a right to throw them out. Halacha, chayshim mishpat. Yeah. You have a right?
No.
Really?
Right.
I don't know what. If the sixth, the kanasusha. There's a fascinating stipler in Sukkah. Listen to the stipler. It's no joke. The stipler says, let's say you tell, we have a klal gadol in Chayshim Mishpat. If you tell someone, I'm going to give you something, you could change your mind. The halacha is, you're not allowed to lie. When you say it, you have to mean it. But people are allowed to change their mind. If you don't do a kinyan, you could change your mind. You could tell somebody, if I win money on the lottery ticket, I'll give you half. And then when you win, you say, I changed my mind. Nothing, api halacha, there's nothing wrong with it. As a matter of fact, I think most people do change their mind when it comes to it. So someone tells you, if I win, I'll give you half. What should you do? Do a kinyan immediately. But if the lie ticket is like bala oilam, it's not going to help. But you could change your mind. So Stipler says, there's an exception to that. If you tell an ani, you're going to give him something. The Gemara says, amiru l'gvaya k'mesiru l'ahed. Yet the Rana Kedushin says, who adin la'ani? The amira to an ani is like a kinyan. It might be a neder also. The Rav says it has a din kinyan also. The stipler clears, he grabbed the brings from Bochanan, and he has a long piece. If today, the yeshiva bacha has a din ani, any boy who's a yeshiva, he doesn't make a parnasa. He lives by his parents support him, his parents give him food, his parents give him everything. Maybe he has a din ani. Every time you give him something, it should have a din neder, it should have a din of a kinyan. So the stipler there clears about the obligation. Takana Susha was that you only have to support your children till age 6. But what he's done is in a place where it's the derech ha'olam is to continue supporting, whether that creates any sort of I don't know if to use the word obligation. They have to look at his lashon on the parent, on the parent for the child. So that's his nidain there. What they get to us is the question of whether a child was living at his parents' house and he didn't, there's no misbehavior that would have them throw him out. If a person living in his child's house, if he really has some sort of right to be in the house, in which case it's no different than his shilai makim to put a tanner. If they let me place to put a tanner, it's good. So if they let me place to put my svarim shrank, so it's no good. So the that's the need. If for yeshiva bachi, you need a prosbul on that. But kamat, that would be the only case of a prosbul. Today, when we do a kinyan, kamat, that's the only case. If it applies to yeshiva bachi, depending on this nidain, the stipler brings there, is the question. So kamat doesn't come up. The whole kinyan karka, kamat doesn't come up. If you lend money to a homeless person, I don't know if you're going to collect anyway, eventually, and Baruch Hashem, it's not shchiach today. Even a homeless person, if he has somebody who lets him keep his stuff, he has a storage closet somewhere, and someone lets him put stuff in his garage, so it's also, what was the lashon of Shulchan Aruch? Yishilai Makim. Yishilai Makim is also, you don't need a kinyan. So this whole clause in the prosbul, you have to have karka, kamat never comes up. It's funny, they made such a clause, and afal pi kein, they left so many different exceptions to it. Chav dalet, hoistai sadam umishkenes, because a prosbul, if I own a sadam, I gave it away as a mashkin, I could write a prosbul on that also. Now here, you can't really collect. Somebody asked before, if it's a second mortgage, a second lien, this is a second lien. I have a karka, it's a mashkin for a chayv, and now I want to use it for the prosbul. So that's also considered that you have karka. Chaf hey, kaisvin leish al nichsei ishtai. And it needs an explanation. What's kaisvin leish al nichsei ishtai? That means you got married. Your wife had karka. You don't own any karka. Your wife had karka. And you all know karka. And you're a liver. Is that called you do have karka? So it says kaisvin leish al nichsei ishtai. Now, for the feminists, to keep it even, it says, Uli Isha Nifsei Baila, two-way street, okay? The question is, what the Biur Hadover here is? So, Isha Nifsei Baila is easy, because the husband's Meshubit to her, for Mizainis, and his Karka's Meshubit, Efel Aglimad Arkaspe, but certainly his Karka's Meshubit. So, the wife, it's a little easier, since she's Meshubit to him. So therefore, since his karka is meshubit to her, we said before, if karka is meshubit to you, it's enough. The question is, why isha nechsei ishtai? She has a chayv after she's married. She already has karka. You mean if she had it before, but so what? No, if even if you had it before, if you buy karka later, it's also meshubit. Why can a woman borrow money? A married woman can borrow money and she's meshubit. It's not her money is not her husband's money. Her chayv is not her husband's chayv. A woman can borrow money and be chayv. It's not. Why baal b'nichsei ishtai? So we find the Rishonim two explanations. The Rash, the Rebbeinu Shimshon, the Mishnah Yeshviyah says because he eats hanichsei melug, because he has a right to the peiris, so he has a shibur of the karka. The Tosis Yomtiv says because he's an apotropis on his wife. We're going to learn later, even an apotropis on Nichsei Yisaimim, it's enough. He has a connection to Karka, it's enough. So the Tubiyum. Nafkamina is when a man makes a deal that he has no, very often people have second marriages, they do a prenup, and the man has no shibudim on the wife's nechasim. So quite to Rebbeinu Shimshon, this would fall apart. The isha nechsei ishtai, because it's only because of a tviyah on the peiris. Tosis Yomtiv, the mashmaos of Tosis Yomtiv is because he's an apotropis. I don't know if that case is an apotropis either, but if he's an apotropis, then it would work. Uli yisaimim al nechsei apotropis. Yisaimim also al nechsei apotropis. We'll learn later that ketanim are excluded from prosbul. We'll see in a few minutes. So this is Sifchav Hei. Let's see, Sifchav Vav. I want to talk about there's a tremendous tumult in the Rishayim. If it's a halachic concept that Yesh l'chol adam dalat amis beretz Yisrael, that's the language that's used. Now this sheet has brought, I know, three major maramakaimis. One is Taisris in Cheskes Habat in Mem Dalat Amid Beis. Tais brings it a few places in Shas. He brings the Yeshayimrim that every Yid has dalat amis in Karka Eretz Yisrael because Karka ain't an exelus. And we all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael, and we have, I don't know where, when, and when. So maybe Kayanim and Leviim, we have declared. They're part of the Ari Leviim, maybe. But so Taisus brings a Shita. It's brought in Taisus, in Bava Basra. It's brought in the Rosh, in Bava Metzia. And it's brought in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shutfim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, in the name of the Gaonim. They all bring a shita that everybody has. La halacha, a nafkamina, you could do kinyan agav. What's kinyan agav? I want to be makda something to you. I have a car. We're sitting here. I want to do a kinyan. What kinyan can I do on the car? So I'll do a kinyan agav karka. I'll be makda to you my karka. And agav the karka, you'll be kaida the car. So this shita holds that everybody has karka dalat amis beretz Yisrael. All three, the Taisus, the Rosh, and the Rambam, reject the Shita. The Rambam doesn't usually bring other Shitas, but he does bring the Gaonim. Brings the Gaonim. He has a very sharp language. He says that this is the Shita is min HaKalim, because of Kalim, and it's a Shita Ru'ua, he calls it. It's a bad Shita. And the typical Kasha on the Shita is that, what does it help? Two kashas. One is that kibush mochama is kaina, even by Gayim. The Gemara says in Gittin that kibush mochama is kaina. The Gayim conquer Eretz Yisrael, and kibush mochama is kaina. And the second kasha is that it's ain't a brishusai, like we said before. Has we shalay a brishusai? We have no control over it, so it's not brishusai. So how does it work that everybody has karka? This case of Prosbol would seem to be something of a raya. That here we're saying that you have to do kinyanim with karka. We're not assuming that everybody has dalat amis in karka in Eretz Yisrael. So it's just, there's a fascinating idea that there's such a shita. It's just interesting that shita, it exists in the Gaonim and Rishayim, but the Gaonim and the Rishayim from who we paskin, it doesn't really find, it's not Teifus Mokim as a Shita La Halacha. It's interesting, in the beginning of Pesachim, remember you have the case of B'nai B'seira, who were not Oyla Regel. Right? There was a guy who pretended to be a Jew, and he brought a Karban Pesach. And he showed off, he said, you know, I go there, they give me a... So he said, next time you go, ask them for a piece of the Aliyah. So who told you to ask? It was Bnei B'Seira, right? Rabbi Ben B'Seira. Rabbi B'Seira said that ask for it. He asked for it. And said, Rabbi, and then they figured out he's a guy, and they killed him on the spot. So the Taisus says, why wasn't Rabbi Ben B'Seira Eila Regel? Why didn't he go up? Karm Pesach, he was far away. But why wasn't he Eila Regel? It was the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So Taisus answers, because he had no karka in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have karka, you don't have to be other regal. So that Gemara is a raya that even Bizman Bayesheni, as I said, he had no karka. So it is a grah. It's a famous raya. I looked now, I tried to find it. It's brought in the Megalos Hayam in Sanhedrin Tzadik Gimel. This probably has a better makar than that. But the grah says another chazal. The Gemara says something about the Tzomis Yevashim, Yecheskel's vision. The Bnei Ephraim left Mitzrayim early. They were Cheshvi Kitzim. They thought the 400 years was over, and they left Mitzrayim early, and they were killed, and they died in a valley. centuries later, the Navi Yecheskel came along, and he—it was that stuff Torah Shavuos, or something like that.
Pesach.
So we learned after that some misyavashim they came to life. So the Gemara says, one man Yama says they came alive, and then afterwards they died again. Someone else says, no, they stayed alive. So Rabbi Yehuda member say, what did Bnei Beseira? He gets up, he says, I'm their descendant, and these are my tefillin that I got. I don't know what him tefillin means. I'm from them. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, very geschmack. Every year has Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, because his ancestor crossed the Yarden with Yeshua, and they did the Chalukas Aretz, and they got a piece of Eretz Yisrael. But the Bnei Ephraim, they were dead at that time. They didn't become alive till that summer of Yecheskel. So they didn't get down to Amis Neretz Yisrael. So Mamela, it's no Raya. The Geshmaka. The Geshmaka Gra. But anyway, from Prusbul, is it a Raya from here, really? Is it a Raya from here that's not true? Everybody has Dalet Amos. It's a Raya.
But the Prusbul is like a tiny thing. It's not a Dalet Amos, it's a this.
Right.
So it's
nothing to do with it. So if everyone's Dalet Amos, then what's the problem?
What's the whole
thing? So I don't know, it could be that if you have Dalet Amos, and it's not Meshubat Eri Chayiv, because nobody knows where it is, it could be that maybe it's not a Raya. Maybe it's not a Raya from here, otherwise maybe it's a Raya. What? But they want to do Kinyan Agav today with it. But I'm saying the Gaonim Shita is today you could do the Kinyan Agav with it, not after Tchias Amesim. That's what you mean, it'll be later. So how can you do a Kinyan with it today? That's saying Kakain and Exelis, you could do it today.
Maybe it came from Gairim.
Maybe it came from Gairim. It's one of the kashas that's asked on this.
It's funny,
the Lashon of Tosfos, Rabbi Chanan says he doesn't understand it. Tosfos, Yeshul Chalodam. A Dalet Amos of Karka Eretz Yisrael, and everybody has a kever waiting for him somewhere. So he says, everybody has Karka. I was like, I don't know about you, I hope to be around when Mashiach comes and cheat the Malach HaMavis. Only one door is going to cheat the Malach HaMavis. The Kvarim are so cheap. Okay. No, the kever doesn't have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Either you have Dalet Yisrael, or you have the kever, wherever it'll be. There's one way to cheat paying for a kever. Meis Mitzvah. Kind of a kaimai. It's free.
Israeli living in a town is entitled to a kever.
Everybody's entitled to a kever. But it's hard to see what Tosis means. Because you're going to get a kever lachamei of Esrim today, you have karka. What's Tosis talking about? Rabbi Chanan Grada says on the Dalet Amos of Eretz Yisrael, and everybody asked that the guy is kind of with Kibbush Muhammad. So Rabbi Chanan says, you're talking. You kind of with Kibbush Muhammad because people are miyayish. When somebody wins an Omochama, you're miyayish. He says, we who are Batuach that Mashiach is in the Kabbalah, if you get Yisrael back, so we're never miyayish, so it could be that's the reason. Okay. Of course, the Imre Emes says, everybody has Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael means that everybody has Dalet Amos Shal Halacha. Wherever you go, you have your own Dalet Amos Shal Halacha. And that's like Eretz Yisrael. He says Parshas Vayechi. That's why Sholach Yehuda Geishna. Yehuda should make a Beis Medrash to have a little bit of Eretz Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And what? It's not good for Prusbul. It's not good for Kinyan Agav. Okay, let's chap around one more sif, one more exception. Chavav Chamisha Shalavu Me'echad Dailai Prusbul Echad. Okay, this means there's one malva. One malva only needs one prusbul, no matter how many borrowers. Im lavu bishtar echad, afilu ein karke elolecha mi ankaisim prusbul akulam. If they borrowed in one shtar, then it's considered one. Now here's a chayshim mishpatin that people are not aware of. If you and others are borrowing money, and you agree to do it all in one contract, you're meshubit to everything in the contract. Yom Mishubit, take a look in the Mem Tes, in the Gra, in the Sma, on the side, on the left side, Mem Tes. Im Lavu Bishtarech Ve'in Karak El Echad, Hatam Mishum Dekayim Lo, Chamisha Shalavu Bishtarech Ve'in Echad, Kulam Nasin Achroim Varvoyim Zelazah. You have to be careful. If you don't want to be an Arif to someone else, don't let a lender say, I'm lending five people, let's just do one contract. And at least in halacha, it doesn't work. That's like being jointly and severally responsible. You're responsible for everything. If you specifically did, then it's different. If you make one contract with five borrowers, each borrower is the Arif for the other four in the same contract. Okay, we return to this in Yitzhak Hashem next week.